The Minster Board of Education met for their monthly meeting Monday evening. The board accepted the following donations: $1,500 from the Minster Service Club for the High School Battle Bots program, $500 from the Minster Civic Association for a volleyball stackable cart, a $5,000 grant from the Battelle Foundation for the OSLN STEM classroom. This was used to purchase calculators and TI Innovator rovers and hubs. The Minster Board of Education recognized the FFA State Runner-Up Agricultural, Technology, and Mechanical Systems team. Team members were Owen Bergman, son of Mark and Amy Bergman, Ian Homan, son of Ken and Pam Homan, Bo Dwanger, son of Scott and Becky Dwanger, and Evan Pranger, son of Steve and Teresa Pranger. Owen Bergman finished as the top individual in the state at the ATMS competition, and he will be recognized on the stage at the state FFA convention this spring. Superintendent Josh Meyer provided the board with updated enrollment projections and asked the board to consider making all events free for students beginning next school year. Elementary principal Mrs. Mandy Albers provided the elementary report. She told the board about the recent band concert, DARE graduation, and upcoming state testing. 7 through 12 principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared a junior-senior high school update with the board. Mr. Kaler congratulated 10 MHS students for being named to the OMEA District 3 Honors Band. He recognized Matthew Burning for recently being selected as a 20 Under 20 Award winner among Dayton area student interns and congratulated November's Cats of the Month. He also updated the board on Spelling Bee qualifiers, recognized the academic teams, and congratulated Brogan Steffi for being named the D7 Football Offensive Player of the Year. Mr. Kaler also provided the board with information on the pre-ACT test, financial aid night, and the YLC Red Wagon campaign. Seventh grade English language arts teacher Christy Homan presented a curriculum within the curriculum for junior high students. Topics covered include safety skills, study skills, friendship and relationship building, personal hygiene, brain exercises, establishing soft skills, and strengthening work habits. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby gave the board an update on W-2s and 1099s, updated the board on property tax valuations, and she also informed the board about an upcoming data collection from the state designed to recognize financial distress in school districts. During the superintendent's portion of the consent agenda, the Minster Board approved renewing their membership in the Ohio School Board Association and the Ohio School Board Association Legal Assistance Fund for 2025. In new business, the Minster Board of Education approved the following items: approved a memorandum of agreement for the reemployment of retired teachers with the Minster Teachers Association, a service agreement for the educational assessment team with the Montgomery County ESC, approved a 5-year agreement with Minster Bank for the deposit of school district funds, entered into a 5-year lease agreement with Perry Protech for copiers, parts, and service, conducted a first reading of policy 2265. The board approved a number of new and revised policies. The Minster Board scheduled their annual organizational meeting for January 7, 2025, and appointed Nick Rentz president pro tempore. The board established compensation for 2025 at $50 per meeting for up to 12 meetings. The board approved the following personnel recommendations: Angie Niemeyer, part-time tutor on an as-needed basis for the 24-25 school year. Supplemental volunteers, Lily Arnold, girls bowling, and Derek Meyer, boys basketball. The board also accepted the resignation of Board Vice President Sandy Schulze effective December 31st. The board administration thanked Mrs. Schulze for her years of service to the school and the Minster community. The Minster Board of Education set their yearly organizational meeting for January 7th at 7 p.m. in the large group meeting room. The regular monthly meeting will be held immediately after. The Board of Education entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee and the purchase or sale of property. There was no action taken after the executive session.